It's a pleasure now to bring in Bob Sokoloff. Bob is one of the investors in the Giants. His wife Audrey is here as well. Liz Mavridis is here. And Chris is here as well. And as I told everyone in the 3 o'clock hour before we started, Chris has written a beautiful book. It's called Falling in Love with Baseball, a collection of emails and memories. And he's been encouraged to do this by myself and Bob Sokoloff, who really put this together for Chris. And Bob is going to tell a little bit of the story, and then we're going to talk a little bit more of the book. It is now available at the Giants Dugout Store. I tell you honestly, the book is absolutely beautiful. It's beautiful recollections of Chris and Giant baseball going back into the 60s. Stuff that I didn't know, and if I didn't know it, it's pretty darn good. And Liz is here, and you'll learn more about Chris and what's happened with him. But she has a special stamp that if you have the book, that'll be signed by Chris with this special stamp. So, Bob Sokoloff, great to have you here, Bob. Nice to see you.
Well, thanks for having us on.
Pull that mic up right up to you.
Well, thank you for having us on. It's an honor to be here with you. I'll give you a little bit of the story of how this all happened. And you received emails from Chris over the years, as have I, and so have the other announcers. And he sent a lot of letters out. And over the years, the last 8 or 10 years, which have been rough for Chris since he contacted ALS, I kept reading the stories and saying, you know, they're pretty darn good. And why not publish them? So I went to Chris. I said, Chris, can you get all of the stories and emails you've sent out, the ones you've sent to Kruko, to Marty, to anybody, and let me accumulate them and see what I can do with them? So he said, nah, you don't want to do that. I said, well, you know, Chris, he's a little bashful. So anyhow...
Well, he's having a good time over here, Bob.
So finally, after cajoling him and really pushing him a little bit, it took about a month or so. Well, it's actually taken... Oh, it's been a long time coming. I got them all together, and I sent them to my granddaughter, Jill, who did all the pagination. She recently graduated from the Art Institute in Portland, and I noticed in her term project she did bookbinding and bookstoring and assembling a book. So I sent them to her, and she did just a marvelous job. We started out looking for an artist to do drawings, some creative artwork. And they said, well, that'll cost you $25, $35 an hour, and what do you want? I said, I don't know. So I said, well, let's go with photography. So we went to the Google, and we got photography. Then I found out how much I had to pay for some of the photographs. So then I went to Larry Bear. I said, Larry, I need some help. I need to get some photographs. So he gave me Missy Michalecki, who is the charge of the archives, and we went through the photo albums and all the pictures on the computer and matched the stories with... I didn't do it.
Those pictures back.
They're legal.
Anything, Bob. Anything you say can be used against you in a court of law. Will be appointed for you if you can't afford one.
I take the fifth. All right. Anyhow, we matched the pictures. We put them together. And then after months and months, it took us a year. And we finally got to Chronicle Books that assumed the responsibility of publishing the book. It was printed in the last 2 months. They arrived about a week or so ago. Liz ran down to the truck to get them. I mean, it was like somebody delivering.
It's a holiday morning.
And they are now in all the dugout stores. The Giants have an exclusive to sell them until Father's Day, although they are available on Mavo Books, which is a new type of thing that Chris and Liz have set up, because that's the name of the book that we are using, Mavo Books.
M-A-V-O.
M-A-V-O Books. But I think what's most important about this is why we did this. And as I said, Chris has ALS, otherwise known as Lou Gehrig's disease. And we realized that maybe we could raise some money for research, to find a cure, to find a way of prevention, and also to find a means of supplying daycare, night care, 24-hour, 24/7 care for ALS patients. So the proceeds from this book, from the Mavo Books, is going to that program. The Giants are donating a portion of their sales to the ALS Association. So it's really two things. You can get a beautiful book. Yeah. We're very proud of it. You get a beautiful book with stories and pictures. and the history. You don't have to be a Giants fan. You can just be a baseball fan. You'll enjoy the book. If you ever played Little League Baseball or ever coached Little League Baseball, you would enjoy some of the reminiscence in the book about that. So we just welcome the public to come and take advantage of supporting. This is ALS month, by the way, ALS recognition month. So it's just all I can do. I've given you my whole sales pitch.
Oh, it's great. You did great, Bob. That's Bob Sokoloff. Very good. And the project doesn't happen without you and without your encouragement. So you're to be congratulated for it. And you did a great job. The book is beautiful. The stories are great. And Bob suggested, now, you guys came to me, and Chris said, could you write a little blurb, you know, for the back of the book, you know, on the cover? And I said, oh, I'd be very happy to, because Chris, and I've mentioned Chris on the air before, you know, if I say that Marichal went 14 innings on July 5th, I'll have an email that says, no, he went 15 innings on July 3rd. And by the end of the show, I've got it.
He's your quality control.
Absolutely. And, but the story, then he'll tell me a whole story about the game, which is just beautiful. So they asked me to do this little blurb for the back, and I started writing, and I realized that I kept writing and kept writing because of what Chris meant to me and the work he did. And I ended up as a co-forward of the book with Bruce Bochy. So Bob suggested maybe I read a little bit of the foreword, and that'll give you an idea of what I think about the book and what I think about Chris. So bear with me. What separates baseball from all the other sports are the stories of the game. These stories that cover more than 150 years of baseball connect families, friends, co-workers, and strangers in the sweetest way. Falling in Love with Baseball, that's the name of the book, a collection of the baseball remembrances of Chris Mavroidis, takes one back through the times of the San Francisco Giants from their first season in Seal Stadium to Candlestick Park and finally to the best baseball park in America, AT&T Park. Along the journey, Chris connects us to the iconic names of Giants history with personal stories about the greats such as Willie Mays, Juan Marichal, and so many others. But it's not just the names. It's the intimate details Chris relates about the players, his personal experiences seeing or listening to the games with his father, and the grace of baseball he fell in love with as a boy that touched my heart. Personally, I love bringing the stories of baseball to the fans through my pre- and post-game show on KMBR 680. Chris is my most faithful listener, often commenting on the segments connecting Giants history within moments of the broadcast. Trust me, I double-check my facts knowing Chris is listening to each word. Chris suffers from ALS, the dreaded Lou Gehrig's disease. He is the most courageous, remarkable person I have ever met in baseball. His love for baseball comes across marvelously. When I read Chris's emails after his show, I say to myself, how in the world does Chris write with such perfect detail about these baseball memories? This collection of Chris's writings is a must-read for any baseball fan. Quote, as one stares out the window waiting for winter to end and spring training to begin, pick up this book. It will warm your heart in a way you'll never forget. You are a special man, Chris Mavroidis.
That was great, Marty.
Yeah. Yeah, and I really true. So, Bob, let's hand the mic over to Liz, his wife, for just a second. And, Liz, I'm amazed, and I say this to you all the time. How in the world does he do this? How does he do this?
He amazes me, too, especially when he put together our website. He had he's a programmer, you know, as his profession, but he's never been a web designer, and he did it all by himself. No support call did I have to make. You know, we did it on GoDaddy and WordPress, and it's a beautiful site. It's got a blog, so check it out. It's really cool. It's got some really nice stuff.
Now, physically, how does he do this? Because people can't see us today. Chris is in a wheelchair,
exactly.
And he's got ALS. How does he do this?
He's got his little iPad, mm-hmm. And he's one finger.
At a time?
At a time.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Writing.
Wow.
No,
yeah.
Seriously,
wow.
This is one of the miracles. I was telling Carmen, we have miracles in the world.
Yes. Wow.
And we talk about miracles. This is a miracle.
It is a miracle.
Of what Chris has accomplished, how he's fought this disease. Mm-hmm. And in all the years I've done this baseball and I've talked to thousands of people, Bob, you know how many interviews I've done over the years. This may be the most unique man I've ever talked to in baseball with a love for baseball that he has.
And it's and really book is, changed his life. It
yeah.
really has changed his
well,
life.
Well, the book is wonderful, so I'm glad yes. to have everybody here today.
Yes.
It is in the Dugout store, in all the Dugout stores, exclusively until June the 15th or so, some near Father's Day. And if you pick up the book, the stamp is here. We'd love to put Chris's stamp in the book. But it's a love affair with baseball. That's what it is.
Well, I'm not a very sentimental man, Marty, but right now I got a big old lump in my gulper. So thank you, Chris, and all of you for bringing this story to us. And Marty, your words were beautiful, man. I'm not surprised. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate it. So, Bob, thank you so much. And Liz, thank yep. you. And Audrey for being here. And Chris, you're amazing. You're amazing.
If you want to go to the Dugout store, go ahead and buy the book, and we'll be here to stamp it for you.
All right. Very good. All right. More coming up. KNBR 680, the sports leader.